You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the cloud-based business management software that gives you the visibility and control you need to grow. NetSuite is offering their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired.
Hello, I'm at CES, and the most interesting thing in tech is Ivanka Trump. She gave a big keynote at the Venetian today, and there was a lot of drama surrounding it. First level of drama is the criticism that Ivanka Trump should not be here. Argument was made by a number of people that many more women who have done much more in tech than Ivanka Trump. In fact, Ivanka Trump has not done a whole lot in tech, and also the tech industry is pretty liberal. It's people with science and technology degrees who mostly live in urban areas, areas with lots of innovative tech companies that happen to be often on the coast in liberal areas. So not an area where the Trump family gets a lot of love. But my answer to that criticism is, of course it's fine for Ivanka Trump to be here. We live in the United States of America. Donald Trump is president. Ivanka Trump has a very powerful role in his administration. The Consumer Technology Association that runs CES has to deal with the Trump administration. A lot of interests of the tech industry, whether it involves the trade war, whether it involves tax policy, some of which Trump administration policies have been helpful, some of which they have not. But you can't pretend that the Trump administration doesn't exist. So I was totally fine that she was here and that she was giving a keynote. And in fact, if they want to get attention and excitement, one way to do it is invite Ivanka Trump. So then there's the content of what she talked about. Mostly she talked about worker retraining. In an age of AI, workers need to have flexibility. They need to be able to shift jobs. There needs to be more STEM education. Workers need to be able to figure out what they can do as the nature of work changes. And again, I have no objections. That is all absolutely true. One of the reasons why I've written so much about the Andrew Yang campaign, for example, is that is the core of his campaign, and I think it's very important. It is one of the most interesting questions in our whole industry. As AI changes the nature of work, how do we prepare people for that future? And can we prepare them fast enough, given the rate of change we're going to experience? It is a huge issue. And most of what Ivanka Trump said was unobjectionable and, in fact, correct. Now, the critique of her speech that I buy is that the Trump administration actually hasn't done these things. The Trump administration has not done a whole lot to help with worker retraining. Ivanka Trump actually criticized government retraining programs or said that corporate retraining programs are better, which may be true but also may not be true. And the government should be doing much more to prepare the American workforce for what's to come. And the government should be putting much more money into science and technology than it is. And in fact, the Trump administration has not been great on these issues. So, to summarize, totally fine that she's here. Totally fine with what she said in general. But three, doesn't actually seem like she's laying out the policies of the Trump administration. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. I'm going to go wander the floor, see a million new gadgets, and I'll be back here tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.